is far betterment. Welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. First of all, I want to thank all of my supporters, everybody who's downloaded, who's subscribed, who's listened, and who follows us on social media. Thank you guys so very much for your support. It means everything to me, truly. And a special thank you to those of you who've taken the time out of your day to give us a 5-star rating. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you would go out of your way to give us a 5-star rating and let everybody know that you enjoy and appreciate what we're doing here on Far Betterment. So thank you for that. If you haven't done so already, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform by searching for Far Betterment. Hello, thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Far Betterment. This is going to be kind of a different episode. This will be more of an update episode on where we've been the last couple of weeks and why I've kind of been missing in action over those weeks, and kind of an explanation to some of my guests who I've rescheduled with. First of all, I apologize to you guys. I just couldn't get myself to give you my full attention. So I apologize for that. That's completely my fault. I will definitely be rescheduling with you in the future, very, very near future. But yeah, this is kind of just an update for you guys and an explanation. If you do have questions for me once you reach the end, I can't promise you I'm going to answer them. I can't promise you that I will want to or be able to answer them, but I do pride myself on being as honest with you all as possible, so please don't feel bad, and don't hesitate to reach out. You can do that on Instagram at farbetterment or on Gmail at farbetterment@gmail.com. It's just farbetterment@gmail.com. But yeah, so I guess without further ado, here's me and my wife giving you guys an update for Far Betterment. Hello and welcome to Far Betterment. Joined today by my wife again. It's been an eventful last few weeks, to say the least. So I apologize for the lack of content. It's been kind of difficult to want to have a guest or to be able to speak with somebody and have like just a casual conversation. I think that hasn't been in me lately as far as having a casual conversation or trying to get to know somebody else. I feel like I haven't been able I wouldn't be able to be authentic, or organic. I think I'd be pretty distracted, and I'll explain that a little bit today. In today's episode, it's going to be probably a shocking episode for most of you. I'm still in shock. But I think it's probably important that we talk about it. And also, I want to be honest with all of you guys out there. I don't want to keep hiding things or pretending that this isn't part of life now. And also, I probably need to deal with it somehow. So, I don't know. I guess, how do we get into this, Robin, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I really don't know how to get into this.
Well, should we just say how it happened? Like how we found out it happened? Or you just want to say what happened first?
Yeah, I guess we could start there. So you were talking to my cousin, right? That.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a Facebook message from your uncle. It was clearly like a pocket message, like it was an accident. He didn't mean to. But you know how there's the wave feature? I got 5 waves from him in a row. So I screenshot it and I sent it to your 2 cousins. And I was like, which was their dad. And I sent it to them. And I said, wow, your dad really misses me, huh? Just joking around. And then they said, they thought it was funny. And then they're like, oh, by the way, do you know why Andrew's mom is in the hospital? And I was like, huh? What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean. We haven't heard anything. And she was like, oh, yeah. Andrew's mom just called our other aunt to come pick her up from the hospital. And I was like, no, I haven't heard anything. So Andrew went and called and.
I don't know. I just do what I do. I start making phone calls. I start making phone calls and trying to get in touch with people and try to control as much of the information. And that's not the right thing to say. I don't try to control the information. I try to gather as much information as I can till I get the truth. And I know my mom didn't want to tell me. I know she was pretty worried to tell me. I think I've taken like a leadership kind of role in their lives a lot. And so I know she didn't want to tell me. So I called the first person I called was my middle brother, Victor.
You have 3.
I have two younger brothers.
Half-brothers are your mom's.
I have two younger brothers, Victor, and then my youngest one. I guess I won't say his name because that's probably not fair to him, but my youngest brother. And so I called my mother first, no answer. Called my middle brother, Victor, no answer. So at this point, I kind of start realizing like, okay, Victor must have done something because both of their phones are off and my mom's in the hospital. I don't know why. That's immediately where my head jumped to, was Victor did something. So I call my youngest brother and I'm like, hey, what's going on? I just heard mom's in the hospital. Is she all right? And he's kind of trying to explain to me. I'm not really sure what happened. I just found out myself. Going to the hospital right now. My friend's taking me there. And so the next person I called my aunt because she's her and my mom are like best friends and they're always like they know everything about each other. So
well, she was the one who went to the hospital.
Yeah. And so I call her and ask her what's going on and she doesn't know either. Nobody really knows. Just something bad happened and she's in the hospital. So I'm trying to find out, you know, is she in the OR? Is she just in a room? And so I find out she's just in a hospital room. Her blood pressure is elevated. So I figure, okay, this is a panic attack. I've had these. Like, you know, if it was serious, if it was a heart attack or something, she'd be in the OR. She'd be, you know, receiving care for that. And she probably wouldn't be having any visitors yet. And she'd maybe be in surgery. So I, you know, eased my mind. I thought, all right, it's fine. She's just having a panic attack. This is okay. We'll get through this. No big deal. You know, she just needs to take it easy. Things will be fine. But I guess I couldn't have been any further from the fucking truth because what happened next.
You know, what's actually funny is that you had gone to the other room and I had walked out to go to the bathroom or something like that. And I heard you, I either misheard you or I don't know what, but I heard the word Best Buy. So I text Chelsea and Demi and I said, or I text your cousins, and I said, it must not be too bad. They're talking about Best Buy. Mm. I said, either I misheard or it's not that bad because they're talking about Best Buy in there.
I don't remember what I said or what was happening.
I could have misheard you.
But I just know that I finally got a hold of my brother, my youngest brother, and all right, I had already gotten a hold of him, but I had called him back at this point to ask him if he had gotten the hospital yet. He went to the wrong one. So they're turning around and going back. And I guess, I don't know, between this time, he must have spoken to my mom or somebody or the police or someone. He must have spoken to someone because at this point he goes, I can't even At this point, he goes, Victor took someone's life. And so I'm like, what? What do you mean? He goes, I don't really know all the details, but Victor shot somebody. And I guess at this point, we didn't know for sure if this person had passed away or not. And so I'm just in shock, trying to figure out, like, what? You know, what's going on? How did this happen? Was there a fight? What happened? And so nobody really knows this story yet. And I mean, it's only been a few hours and it's starting to trickle throughout my family. I mean, I grew up Mexican, and if you're Mexican and you've grown up in a Mexican household, like, you understand how news works. Like, it starts with one person, and then within a few hours, like, everybody knows, everybody's calling, everybody's asking, everybody wants to find out what's going on. So I'm the kind of person that, like, try to get ahead of these things. So as soon as I find out what happened, I'm like, okay, I need the detective's name. Because my youngest brother is telling me it was a homicide detective. And so I want to speak to him directly so I can get, like, the truth and not have any details messed up so that I can start telling my family and letting them know. Because they're going to want to know anyway. They're going to find out anyway. They might as well know the truth. They might as well know exactly what happened. So I call my aunt because I had just spoken in the hospital trying to get a hold of my mom, trying to figure out what's going on. They're telling me she had gone through, like, a really traumatic event and I need to speak to her. And so I guess this actually happened before I had even talked to my brother, now that I think about it. So I call the hospital. They want me to speak to her. I guess she doesn't want to speak to me because she's distraught. She's in a terrible state and, you know, she's crying, she's upset. And so I speak with her finally. I think I called my aunt, and my aunt picked up the phone and handed it to my mom. And she's telling me kind of a little bit about what happened. This probably is a part I won't talk about too much because, well, like you were saying, there's an ongoing investigation. I mean, I'm not even really sure I should talk about most of this, to be honest. So maybe I'll just talk about my side and how things happened and how I found out and what I had heard. And I guess kind of the facts, because it's been in the news. If you live in Denver, you've probably heard of this and you've seen it, and it's been in the news. I mean, my brother's picture is everywhere, and it's really hard to miss. So I talked to my mom finally, and she kind of gave me some of the details, as much as she knew anyway. And so I kind of wanted to hear what I wanted to know. The full story, I guess. I wanted to know what was going on. I was confused at this point. Didn't really understand what I was hearing. So I, you know, tried to start asking, like, give me the detective's number. Can I speak with the detective? Like, let me speak with the detective. And I don't think at first that they really wanted me to. But I don't know. That was, like, that's my way of dealing with things. I have to know the truth. So I finally convinced my aunt to send me a photo over of his card, and I called him and asked him, what's going on? I just heard this and I have no idea what's going on. So he kind of gave me the details. Obviously, that's probably not something I can really talk about, but I'll tell you guys what's been in the news, basically. So my brother went down to a tow yard. His car had been towed, and he just went to go pay to pick up his car and was walking behind the gentleman and then just pulled a gun out and shot him in the back of the head. And there's not really a reason for what happened. I mean, I don't believe there's ever a reason to hurt somebody. And like, there's no explanation. It just was rage. And it's not something my family and I have been able to like comprehend still or understand. I mean, you see these things happen in the news, you see these things happen, and you never really think about the family that, you know, knows the killer or knows the murderer. Like, you don't think about those people at all because, well, like, they obviously must be terrible people. They obviously must have like raised a monster, and it's obviously, you know, through fault of their own that they like raised this person to be this like horrible monster. And now, being on the other side, I kind of realized like, wow, we didn't have anything to do with that. Like, I don't even live there. I live across the country. I feel super guilty and super responsible though. And it's been really hard for me to talk to guests or anything the last couple weeks because like, I don't know how to even talk to people right now, let alone strangers, let alone people for the podcast. Like, I don't even know how to speak to somebody because this is all I think about every day. This is all I've been thinking about. All I do is look it up and read stories and read comments and look at things online and check if articles have been updated and look at news stories and see what prison life's going to be like and see, you know, where he might go, where he might end up, what punishment he's going to get. And it's odd because I don't mean for this to sound cold, but I don't feel sorry for him necessarily, like, at all. He did what he did, and he's where he deserves to be. I mean, he decided to play God and take someone's family member away from them, and I don't think that that's something that's forgivable.
I don't think that's cold. I don't think people would see that as cold.
I don't know. But, I mean, that's... I don't know. I feel responsible. And I was telling my cousin this, that I see families as a unit. Like, everyone represents that family. Everybody is part of that family, and their decisions reflect on that family. And my brother, you know, regardless of how close we were or not, he was still related to me. You know, even if in the last time I spoke to him, see, and even when I say stuff like this, I feel like I'm making excuses to like distance myself from him, but that's just not the case. Like, just the last time I spoke with him was over the summer, and you know, he kind of was just himself. Like, he was just not taking things seriously and not like fixing his life, not taking care of what he's supposed to. And that really, I don't know if I should have said something. I mean, that's what you think about now, right? Like, should I have said something? What could I have done? What could I have said? I don't know if that was ever really my job. Anyway, I guess in some way, but every other time I've ever said anything, like, they kind of just got upset with me, and, you know, so I had really stayed out of things, and I didn't say anything to him over the summer because, like, I don't know, I wanted to get along with my brother, and I wanted to be in their lives, and I wanted them to be in ours, and hopefully, you know, he turned his life around at some point, and I could see that. Like, I wanted him to turn his life around, and I watched that happen, and, like, he gets to be around our kids, and you know, we all are a family together. And so, I didn't say anything. And now, I guess that's the sadness I feel, is that I won't get to experience that reality. But I'm more disgusted anyway than anything. Like, I don't even care about that reality now. It's just like, I feel so disgusted and It's horrible for this family. I can't imagine what they're going through. Like, I've lost family members, you know. I've had grandparents die and my dad passed away last year. And, like, it's just not the same. Like, my dad died in a hospital.
Yeah.
During, you know, after surgery. My grandma died from cancer. Like, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, those things, like, those are...
He was a it's not healthy, this. Well, that we know of, he was a healthy person.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have.
This man should not have been
cut short.
Been taken. And my brother did that. And so when I talk about the a reflection on the family unit by a family member, like this is something that, you know, I'm going to have to live with, let alone what this family is going to have to live with. Like, they all have to live with this forever. And, you know, my brother's still here. That, I guess, is where the guilt is sure, he's going to go to jail. You know, he's never going to be free. But, like, is that, like, that's still not fair, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because he's still here. He's still breathing. Like, his life's not going to be the same. He's not going to be free, but he still has a life. And I'm not saying I believe in the death penalty or anything, but, like, I don't know. Like, I feel guilty about that. That, to me, like, how is that fair, I guess? And then it's so fucked up because I have, like, this weird sense of black and white, you know, like, and I don't know if that's because I have borderline personality or, like, or what that is, but to me, there's right and wrong, and that's it. Like, there's no gray area. And with this, there really isn't. Like, just, you know, the way that it happened and the lack of reason for it. Just, like, the coldest thing. Like, just the coldest thing you could have done. Okay. And I'm related to this person.
Yeah.
So that feels weird. And fucking horrible. And then also, he was my brother. So.
And you grew up with him.
Yeah, and I can remember times when he wasn't a killer.
Yeah.
And I can remember.
I mean, he's lived with us.
Yeah, he's lived in our house multiple times. And now he's just a murderer. So it's just really surreal. I don't know. It's just an odd feeling. It just doesn't make sense still. I don't know if it will. I don't know.
Well, like you said, most people don't hear the side of the family, I guess.
But is
I
it,
mean, what were you going
to
say?
Is it warranted, though? Like, do we deserve to tell
That's
our side?
That's what I was about to say. Like, no, not really.
No, I don't think so
but
either.
That doesn't mean that you guys don't feel terrible too.
Yeah, but I feel terrible in a way that I feel so guilty. You know what? The worst part is, not the worst part, but the I guess probably the worst part is I want to just reach out to these people and tell them I'm sorry. Like, I know they don't want anything to do with us. I wouldn't. I know they don't want to hear from us. And I have bothered this detective multiple times telling him, like, can you please tell this family, like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And even he's like, look, you're not your brother. You can't be responsible for his actions, but I'll pass it on. And, like, I don't know what I can do. Like, I can't say sorry enough, and I can't bring back their son. I can't go back in time and tell my brother to get his shit together. And the world doesn't owe him anything, and he's not entitled.
But yeah, I mean, you've told him that in the past, though. Maybe not in those exact words, but...
Maybe I should have said it more, though.
Do you think he would have listened?
Well, no, I guess, but maybe someday.
Yeah. I mean, you always hope that if someone's not doing right in life, that eventually they'll turn their life around and you could see them grow into a...
Yeah.
A person that they should be, I guess.
I mean, I was a really fucked up teenager, you know? Like, I did drugs. I drank. Like, I went out, I partied, hung out with friends, didn't come home. Like, the only thing that was ever asked of me growing up was, tell me if you're not coming home so I don't have to worry. And if you need a ride, call me. That was it. Like, I respected that, and I did it. And, I mean, you know this. The only reason I changed was because of you at all. Like, if I hadn't met you, I'd still be probably getting fucked up and...
I'm a big old square.
Well, I'd rather live my life this way than how I was. I didn't have kids. I wasn't happy. I was depressed all the time. And, like, I get depressed still. That's just part of me. But I wouldn't trade this life for that life. Like, that life, like, isn't really a life. Like, it's fun. You can...
Well, I mean, that being said, though, drugs, though.
Well, yeah.
Addictions, the drugs are, yeah. You can't necessarily control an addiction.
Yeah. No, and I, not that this is an excuse at all, and I hate that now I have to, like, that's a precursor to almost, like, every sentence I say now is, not that this is an explanation, but, like, my brother definitely had drug problems. You know, he definitely, had demons, and I don't know. It's just so... It's so fucking crazy. This is all I think about all the time.
Yeah.
I just feel fucking bad for that family.
Yeah. Well, I know how you are, and I know that that's how you are. But I don't feel like you, like, you're not him. You don't have.
Well, I mean, everyone's different.
Yeah, but I feel like you've taken it almost to an extreme, almost, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay. Because part of this is how I grew up, I think. And so in my family, and I don't know if it's like this still, but this is how it felt growing up. If one of us did something, we all got in trouble. It wasn't just and really it wasn't all of us, it was me.
Like, especially you, I
got in trouble because I was the oldest. So, you know, even if my cousins did something, like, I was the one getting hit. Like, if my brothers did something, I was the one getting hit. You know, like, I remember when I was a kid one time, this is so vivid in my head. My brother Victor was being bad. He was a baby. He was crying. He was just crying because he's a baby. He was like one. It's like 18 months, maybe even. And we were at my grandma's house, and one of my uncles was visiting from out of town, and he was so mad about my brother crying. It's like so mad that he woke me up, got me out of bed, was angry because I was sleeping through it, and told me, and I was like eight, told me I was the man of the house. And he started poking me in the chest, like just as hard as he could, just poking me and poking me, like just stabbing me with his fucking finger. And that's the picture I have of him still. That's the person that I remember. And like, even though I have like a good relationship with him now, it took until I was bigger than him to have that relationship, until I knew he couldn't do that to me anymore, until I knew that I could hit him back, until I knew he couldn't hurt me. But like, that's how my family was. If my brothers did something, it's my fault because I'm the man of the house. My dad, you know, wasn't around. Their dads weren't around. I'm the man of the house. I have to be responsible. If my mom did something, I'm the man of the house. I have to tell my mom what to do.
Yeah. So you're very much like that.
When my brothers, like over the last couple of years, I've really stepped back and learned to like leave things alone and stay out of it. And I don't know. Now I regret it because it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I shouldn't have stayed out of it.
But I think that's probably because you grew up like that. So now you're like, oh, well, I should have been doing that. But really, you shouldn't have been doing that. That was never your job. They weren't your children.
Well.
And they're adults.
Sure. But wasn't it kind of my job? Like, because they're my brothers. And they were just kids. You know, I was 12 years older than my youngest brother, 7 years older than Victor. Like, I was an adult when they were still kids.
Still, you know, doesn't make you their parent.
When Victor lived with us, how old was I? Like, I was 22 for the first time when they lived with us.
Older than that. I don't remember how old, though.
Oh, we had Asher already. Yeah. We had our son, our first kid. And so I was already 25, probably.
But he was an older teenager at that time.
Yeah.
He was, in fact, he was 18.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I guess he was. Well, I don't know. That's just how it is. Like, I guess I don't see it like that now. Now I think everyone's kind of backed off. And I'm too old for them to point the finger at me anymore. Like, I'm too old to poke in the chest. I'm too old to, like, say this is your fault. But I still have that from when I was a kid. Like, I still feel very, very fucking responsible. And, like, I've talked to other people and told them. I just had a conversation last night with one of my previous guests and just, like, pouring it out on this guy. He barely knows me. You know, we've only had one conversation. I'm, like, pouring it out on him because I want him to be back on. And I feel like I have to explain why I've been out of contact with people. And I feel like I also have to explain because there's a potential tie to Denver that I guess wasn't even there. So I'm pouring, like, this entire tragedy out on this guy. And he's probably like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I feel so responsible. And he's like, you're not, though. And he's not the only person who's told me that. And I understand from everyone else's point of view, I'm not responsible. Not physically, not emotionally, but as a representative of my family. I feel like, I guess it's very businesslike. If somebody, one of my employees, I know this is going to sound really fucking terrible and cold, but if one of my employees does something wrong, I'm the owner or manager, you know, and one of my employees wrongs a customer, am I not responsible? Still, as a representative of that company?
Sure, but again, you're not.
Like, that's how I feel, though, about my family. I'm the head, quote-unquote, of that family, which I shouldn't be, but I am. I wasn't for the last 2 years, maybe three. Or at least they didn't look to me for advice or anything anymore. I stayed out of it. I stepped back. I stayed out of it completely. And now this has happened. How am I not supposed to feel responsible?
No, I get it. I get why you feel responsible.
So, like,
I don't think you should feel responsible, but I get why you do.
Well, that's where my need to apologize to this family comes from, because I'm a representative of this family, so I feel like I have to go out and make it right, which is fucking stupid, because how do you make this right? You can't. I can never fix this for them. No. So I'm just going to go suck it up and not say a word and put it on a fucking podcast like a dick. Like, this even makes me feel guilty. Like, why am I talking about this on a podcast?
Getting it out, I guess.
I feel like if I don't talk about this on here, I'll never, ever be able to move past it. And this is, like, my job. And, like, if I can't move past it, then this is done. And I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I can't even bring myself to schedule anybody. Like, I can't even bring myself to have someone on. to even, like, I don't know. Like, the week it happened, I was supposed to have someone on, and I canceled twice because I just couldn't do it. So I have to find a way to get this in the open so that it's not a thing anymore for me. It's not just like this, like, distraction. That way, if somebody has a question, I can just answer it directly and not have to pretend like it's not there. What's stupid is, like, my name's not associated with this. I've now associated my name with it by being open about it. My name has never been out there. Like,
well, you weren't there. Are you?
No, but I, even as a relative or anything, no one would know, probably. Eventually, if people dug deep enough, not even that deep. I mean, if you look up on the internet, I show up as his brother. It's, you know, my whole family shows up.
Yeah.
But
nobody would care, though.
I care.
Yeah.
And I have to tell the truth. Like, I have this thing where I have to be honest or just all, I can't go forward. You know how I am.
I know. You have to talk about things to get through them.
I have to be honest because otherwise I feel like I'm lying to everybody all the time. Mm. And I can't do it. I wish I could. That's the weird thing is, like, when I was a kid, lying was so easy for me. I lied to everybody all the time to stay out of trouble. And then once we had kids, I realized, like, well, I am setting the example for them. I don't want my kids to be liars. Then you get a reputation for being a liar and nobody believes anything you say.
The little boy cried wolf.
Yeah.
You read that story?
That probably was me. So I just have to be honest, I guess. And I'm sure part of this, too, is because I feel so gross about the whole thing, so, like, disgusted and angry that I feel like I have to tell everybody how disgusted and angry I am so that everyone knows I don't condone it and that I don't feel sorry for him and that I don't feel, like, any type of sympathy. You know what I feel bad for? I feel bad that he took it upon himself to to think that nobody depended on him, to just be selfish. You know, I feel bad for my mom. That's what I feel bad for. I feel bad for my younger brother. They all lived together. They all depended on each other. Yeah. And now what? But even that sympathy makes me feel guilty because, like, shit, I feel bad. What about this family? Like, this family is going through way more than we are. You know, our problems are, how do we move forward? How do we deal with this and financially be okay for my mom and my brother, right? Like, how do we make sure that they come out? See, I can't even say it. I can't even say, like, okay, you're successful, or they come out okay. Like, because it makes me feel guilty.
I would hope, though, that they are successful. I wouldn't want, like, your youngest brother to go down a similar path or anything like that. Not necessarily doing that, but doing other bad stuff, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I don't feel like we deserve it.
Success?
Do we? Look what my brother did.
But you aren't your brother.
I understand that, but I feel like if things work out for us, like, we're spitting in their face, in that family's face. I feel that if we have okay lives, it's an insult to them.
I don't think that. I would think that, well, I don't know them, but I would think that they wouldn't have necessarily bad feelings against us. I would hope not, because, again, we're not your brother. Totally different people. We would never do something like that. And I would hope anybody who was in that situation would know.
But did you think he would? I told you I was always kind of nervous around him. But not in that way. Like, if I thought he was going to hurt anybody just because he didn't like me and we didn't really get along super well. I mean, but that's the thing is we did last time I was out there. But I don't know if we got along because I just kind of kept my mouth shut and didn't say anything, or if we got along because we were just getting along. But like, yes, have I felt nervous around him? Yeah, because I always kind of just thought, like, he doesn't like me. If he's going to hurt somebody, it'd be me. But that's was not a concern because I live across the country.
Yeah.
So I didn't think, like, I didn't actually think he'd do something like this. Like, if I did, I would have stopped him. If I thought this was a thing that could happen, I wouldn't let it happen. Because that's your responsibility. If you know something could happen and you don't do anything, if you know, if you're a psychic and you can predict the future and you know it can happen and you don't stop it, then you're just as responsible. In my eyes, you're just as, if not more, responsible than the person doing it. And I guess that's not fair, but I do feel like you hold some responsibility. If you see it coming, if you know it can happen, if you have a hint that something like this could happen, then it's your responsibility to do something about it.
Yeah.
Even if it's your family member, even if it's hard, like, I don't know, because look at all the victims in this, right? Like, you have the physical victim, obviously. This man is doing nothing, just getting ready to go home. Like, literally, from all accounts, like, living a great life. Like, very loved by friends and family. Like, important part of their lives. Like, a kind person who meant a lot to a lot of people. Just living, right? And then you have this other person who, my brother, who, you know, doesn't, I don't know, just isn't happy, I guess, and feels like the world's against him and is angry about it and feels like he shouldn't have to work for things because he didn't get the same opportunities, I guess, and just felt like this entitlement.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, you said look at all the victims. I wouldn't say your brother's a victim.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely he's not a victim. I don't even know why. I lost my train of thought. But it is how he saw himself, I guess. But yes, okay. Let's go back to that point because I completely lost my train of thought in the middle of it. So if you look at like all the victims that are even, it's just like I said, you have the physical victim. But then now you also have his family, right? Sisters, yeah. And I'm not sure who or, you know, how many family members he has, but I mean, he probably has cousins, uncles, aunts, and mom and dad, and maybe grandparents and siblings, you know, a girlfriend. Those are all victims now. And then on our side, you know, do I feel like a victim? No. Not necessarily, but I do feel like it's changed my life forever. Yeah. Nothing's ever going to be the same. And I'm not sure I'll ever talk to my brother again, ever. I'm not sure if I'll ever find a way to be able to look him in the eyes or even talk to him on the phone. Like, how do I do that? How do I have a conversation with him ever? Like, this isn't just for, you know, getting caught doing drugs or stealing something, or, you know, this isn't just being stupid. This is like the worst imaginable thing you could do.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, going through all this, I start making phone calls and calling everybody in my family because I know, like, I know how this is going to end up and I know they're going to turn on my mom. Because, again, we're representatives of that family. And so, regardless of if my brother did it or not, you know, which he did, obviously, but regardless of, like, whoever's involvement, just because he's my mom's son, it's clearly her fault, according to certain family members, right? So, like, I called everybody that I could to try to get ahead of that, because I'm like, I can't let that happen. Like, right now is when everybody needs to pull together and you know, support her, support my younger brother or my youngest brother, because, you know, they're I know some people are going to hate to hear this, but, like, they are victims too, you know? Like, my life's changed because my brother did this, and probably to some extent because I allow this to affect me so much because I feel so responsible. That's my fault. But their lives are changed because they live together. Like, they use the same car. Now that car's gone. You know, it was impounded because there was a police. He was in the car when the police stopped him. And so now that car is evidence and it's gone. And so, you know, now they don't have a car. And then, you know, just multiple things have happened where they are definitely not going to be ahead now. Now things are going to be very hard for them. Sorry. And regardless of how people feel about them or if people think it's their fault or whatever, like, they didn't do this either. So I don't think they deserve to be punished for it.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to make phone calls for 4 straight days. More than that, really.
To your family members?
Yeah. Because, again, now I'm the head of the house from across the country.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how different, like, 2 siblings can be.
Yeah. Especially if we're raised by the same person.
Yeah. Like, you guys have different dads, but you guys...
My dad wasn't around, though.
And
neither was his.
Yeah.
It's really... really interesting. I think maybe part of it is my mom always kind of felt guilty for how, like, abusive my grandma was. I know she's told me this before. She felt bad and she didn't want that to happen to my brothers.
To you mean?
Yeah.
How abusive your grandma was to you?
Yeah. She didn't want my brothers to deal with that. And she didn't want my brothers to go through that. And, you know, when I was growing up, like, everybody was involved because I didn't have my dad around. So, like, everybody was involved in my upbringing. You know, all my uncles and all my aunts and stuff were very, very involved in parenting me. And, you know, I think she didn't really like that either. So she kept my brothers away from that too. Like, that's why they wouldn't go to family things. You know, they didn't want to hear the lecturing or whatever, which I'm really good at lecturing too. You know, that's why I stopped talking to them and lecturing them, because I knew if I did, they wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah. And you always wanted to improve the relationship between the three of you.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I want a good relationship with my mom and brothers?
Yeah.
That's, like, all I really want. Because we have kids, if you simplify it, like, to the very, like, simplest thing is, it's we have kids, and I would like my kids to have their family in their lives, regardless if I do or not. So I will always try my hardest to, like, allow our kids to have that. They deserve it. They're great, right? Like, they're great kids. Like, they deserve to have family.
Yeah.
Not be outcasts, not be isolated. And then I try even harder because, like, we moved across the country, so we have to, I don't know, we have to like try somehow, right? I don't know. What a fucking mess. Like everything's just so, it's a wreck. No, no, no. Like, it's crazy to think about. It's just so surreal. I don't even know if I've still accepted it or not. I don't know if I've even, like, I for sure don't understand it. Like, because I can't, because of how I know it happened. And so I can picture, or my mind puts together this idea of exactly how it happened. And I just can't imagine it. It's on video. Like if it goes to trial, like that video is going to be public. Mm-hmm. And the interviews are going to be public. You know, from when they interrogated him, and then it's all going to be very real because, you know, like, and I don't even know what to say about him. Like, what is he? So unfair. To everybody that he did this. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is he? Like, how can somebody feel so entitled and so sorry for themselves that they think that it's up to them if somebody gets to be here or not?
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And you're married to me.
It's not you, though.
I know, but it's like...
I wish you would stop thinking that.
I know it's not me, but like I said, if it's not me or not, it doesn't matter. I have to take responsibility because I represent that family. Like, I'm head of that family. Like, I'm... responsible.
Well, maybe stop being responsible.
I don't really know how to do that.
Just stop.
Because I feel the same way about us. If our kids do something wrong, I'm responsible. Well,
that makes more sense than...
Does it though? Because it's my brother. He was my brother before I even had kids, before I even knew you.
Yeah. But you aren't his parent. What do we always tell
Asher? But that's the thing, though, is I kind of was.
We always tell Asher to not, like, if there something's going wrong and he tries to be the dad. Don't parent them.
But why do we tell them that?
Because we want them to be friends.
No, but because I was the parent, not my brother's brother. So yeah. I tell them that specifically because I want them to have good relationships, like you're saying, because... I parented my brothers all the time and they didn't like me. I had that role with them where I was a father figure and ended up having a horrible relationship with my brothers because they know, oh, you're not my dad. Why are you telling us what to do? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not your dad, but we don't have dads. So let me help.
Yeah.
And when you're young, like you don't realize that that's what someone is trying to do. You don't understand it. Like, you just feel someone's being bossy.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell my kids that. That's why I tell our kids, don't parent your siblings. Because they're not supposed to have that relationship with their siblings. They're, you know, like, I wasn't supposed to have that relationship with my siblings, but I did. And that's how things were. And this is where we are now. Like, so... When you say, like, they're my brothers, well, sure, they are. But they were also raised kind of like my first kids, in a way.
As fucked up as that sounds. Yeah, but you were 7 when Victor was born. How much of a dad were you at 7 years old?
Well, obviously. But, well, and like I said, when I was, you know, 7, 8, like when he was born, I wasn't allowed to hold him. I wasn't allowed to touch him or be his brother. Like, that wasn't allowed.
By his dad?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe his dad thought I was too young, or his dad thought I was, like, going to hurt him on accident or something.
Yeah.
But I wasn't allowed to hold him. Like, if his dad wasn't around, I could, because then my mom would, like, let me hold him and stuff. So I was excited to be a big brother.
Yeah.
At first. Then I wasn't. But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how to... I don't know how to feel about anything other than guilty and responsible and sorry and disgusted, angry, justified that he's in jail, I guess. Like, that's a weird feeling for me, that I feel like, yep, he's exactly where he belongs. Like, that's... Because, like, if he had this thing in him, who's to say it would have just been one person?
Yeah, if there, like, were more people or something?
Yeah, that's what scares me, is like... Like, just the rage that made him do this could have come out anywhere at any moment, you know? And... It's... That's scary to me to think about. Like, it could have just happened in a fucking Walmart, like, which has already happened, you know? Or, you know, even though that was, like, racially motivated, doesn't mean he couldn't have done that. It could have happened in a grocery store. It could have happened in a parking lot, you know? Like, this is just the thing that set him off. That could have happened anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if somebody didn't give him the right change back? What if, like, his food came out wrong? Like, it was such a minor thing. Like, your car got towed. That's it. Go pay for it and get your fucking car out like the rest of everybody. And then don't park there.
But that's not what happened.
It's just so childish to me to, like, react angrily at something that is preventable, that you did, that you knew could happen. Like if you just go down to the car, you know, like, it got towed because, like, it got towed. I don't know, like, just just go get it. I don't fucking understand. Just go pick it up.
Well, I don't think we'll ever understand, because
yeah,
clearly there's not something right.
Well, I mean,
I'm not saying that we're right, but that was definitely wrong. And I don't think either of us would ever do that. I don't know.
Definitely no.
Definitely don't think that we would.
No. I couldn't. The first thing I think about when I'm angry at all with anybody, like, is, I don't know, like, how much does it really affect me? Like, is this going to affect me when I go home? I don't know. Or, like, I hope that this is the first thing I'd think about if I was Victor, would be, these people have families. This people means a lot, or this person means a lot to somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's what I keep thinking about, is, like, this guy, like, he's never going to speak to anybody again. They're never going to hug him. They're never going to see him. They're never going to laugh with him or be able to tell him their problems. I think it's just over. That's talking to my youngest brother after he found out everything. Like, the first thing he did was cry, because he's so, like, he said, he's just crying. And I said, "You okay? You know, you, what's wrong? Tell me what's going on." And he tells me, "My brother took someone's life." And I thought, yeah, that's the worst part. I could deal with him going to jail.
For something else, you mean?
For anything besides this. Like, I could deal with that because people do stupid shit and they go to jail. Like, that's why the prison system's here. And we could get into the whole, like, prison doesn't work and, you know, reform and things like that. But just, like, prison's here to punish people who do bad things. Like, just simplified, that's what prison's for. And so you do something and then you're punished and you go to jail. And I feel like most of the time, you know, it's self-imposed. It's drugs or stealing, you know. You're stealing from somebody else, but you're not hurting anybody typically unless, you know, it's a robbery or something. Or, you know, you're selling drugs and then that, like, you know the consequences, though. You still chose to do it. Where this kind of thing is so permanent and hurts so many people. The only other thing I could say would be similar in my eyes would be selling drugs, like a very hard drug, like heroin or crack, or like in that sense, you're affecting a lot of lives, you know? But at the same time, like those people, and I understand addiction's an illness. I'm an addict and I've lived with addicts. And so I understand better than anybody, like how much of an illness addiction is. That being said, it's still a choice. You're going to buy those drugs. You're going to buy that alcohol. You're going to purchase that, like, because you need it to feed your addiction, to feed your illness. This thing, though, is nobody's choice but yours.
Yeah.
Like, nobody had that choice. Like, you made this choice for everyone and hurt everybody. So I could have dealt with him getting in trouble for anything else. And going to jail and being locked up for however the fuck long. This, though, this is so fucking unforgivable. Like, this, to me, is just nobody had a choice. Except for you. Like, you had that choice.
Well, he's not gonna get it back ever.
No, and he shouldn't. I mean, why should he get to live his life out here when that person doesn't get to have his anymore at all? So, yeah. Like, you want to find a way to make it better for that family. And then so I started thinking, like, I was thinking about the death penalty, and like, I never really believed in the death penalty. Like, I always thought, like, oh, it's way worse to be in jail, it's way worse to be in prison. Like, let's make a prisoner suffer for the rest of their lives for killing somebody. But now that my brother's on this side, I'm like, if I was that family, I wouldn't want them to live their life out. Why? Why should they get to live their lives? Like, I can understand why the death penalty for some families is like what they want. Because it is an eye for an eye. And because that punishes the family too. Like, that mother is crying for her son. That guy's girlfriend's crying for him. His dad, you know, like, his sister, they're all crying for him. Like, my brother still is alive in jail. I'm not crying for him. So I get it. I mean, I can't say that I would want it. I can't go that far, but I understand why people want that now. It's a great way to punish the other side, too.
But again, should that family be punished?
No. I don't think they should be. And that's...
That person should be punished, obviously. But not necessarily that family. I guess it depends on the family.
I guess. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's...
Telling them to do it or something, obviously. Or
I guess I don't think we should punish anybody for the actions of someone else. But I could understand why they would feel that way, I guess. And I don't even know. Like, they've never said they feel that way. I don't know. Like, I don't know them. I just know, like, what my brother did to them. And I just want to make up for it, I guess. And I can't. I'll never be able to.
Well, just be a good person in life, I guess. No, it's not going to make up for that, but...
But you know that I feel guilty about that because I get to be a good person. I get to keep going and being a good person.
Yeah, but...
Like, that's the fucked up thing. I get to just keep going. I get to just live my life out. I get to have my kids and have you and live a pretty good life and talk to people on a podcast, which people, a lot of people don't get to do, and have guests on and talk to, like, people I never thought I'd get a chance to talk to. Like, I get to live a good life, you know? And this will sound weird, but I get to have a mental illness that I can deal with and talk about and try to help other people. Like, I get to do those things, you know? Yeah. This guy doesn't. This family, like, I don't know. Those are the things I think about, though. Like, I get to do these things. So I'm sitting there reading the comments on every news story, and I don't know. Looking at people, calling my brother a piece of shit, calling my family stuff. Not necessarily, I've only seen a couple of those. I mean, I guess that's the surprising thing, is like, not more people are not saying a word about my family. Most people are very, like...
Well, because I think most people know that it's not your family's fault. I think that's more of a you thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't take it responsibility for his action. You didn't do it. You weren't there. You live across the country.
Thank God.
And he's an adult.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's 26.
Okay, I guess some people probably wouldn't say that's a lot, but...
No, but I mean...
He's definitely been an adult for a while.
It's... I don't know. It's different for me because when I was in my 20s, I already had a kid, you know. When I was in my mid-20s, early mid-20s, like, I was 24 when we had Asher, right? So, like...
I thought you were 23. I'm 24.
I think you were 23 when you got pregnant, but I was 24, I think, when we had him. So, what, 2010, so...
24.
Yeah, 24. So, you know, like, I was already a grown-up. Like, I had a job, and we lived together, and we had a kid. We had a dog and a cat. And, like, we had a family, you know. I feel like if they would have gotten families, maybe things would be different. Maybe they'd be worse. I don't know. But it does change you. Hopefully. Hopefully it changes you. I guess that's not true for everyone, but, like... When we got pregnant, we were young, you know, like, we were very young. Obviously not as young as we could have been, but when we got pregnant, like, I knew we were ready. Like, we talked about it. We had no doubt in our mind. We can handle this.
Yeah.
So I guess we had already changed, or I had already changed, you know, like, you weren't fucking your life up.
Like I said, I was a square, so I was probably ready when I was 5.
That's gross.
Well, okay, fine.
That's gross.
That's wrong.
But yeah, like, I knew we could handle it. I knew we were ready. We'd already changed our lives. We'd already, we're stable at jobs, like place to live, we're, you know, fine. So I don't know. Maybe family wouldn't change you, but maybe it would have. Maybe it would have changed him. I don't know. These are questions that never, ever can be answered. And this is an episode I probably am going to immediately regret posting.
Should we send it off then?
I guess that's all I have this week. It's the only thing I've got. So, until I start contacting guests again and rescheduling, which I promise I'll do very soon now that this is out there. I will start scheduling people again. You know, if you guys want to be on, I don't know, DM us on Instagram at Far Betterment, and I would love to talk to you guys. If you guys have any questions, feel free to shoot them over, and I don't know, talk about it. Be as honest as I can. And yeah, I'm sorry for kind of disappearing the last couple of weeks. Just, I couldn't fucking talk about it. I couldn't talk about anything without being distracted by this.
Well, you're like constantly on the phone for...
Well, that too. Nonstop on the phone with everyone. Detective and family and... Yeah. So, I mean, that was part of it, but I was glad to have that distraction, I think. Like, that stuff helps me feel in control. That stuff helps me feel... Well, it helps me feel like I'm being productive and solving the problem, you know? That's what I need. Direction. Purpose is very helpful for me. But yeah, this is, I don't know, it's a life-changing thing, and just try to be an even better person than I've ever tried to be. And that's a testament to this guy's life, because, you know, I don't feel right saying his name, but this guy, if it wasn't for him, I don't know, it seems like he touched a lot of people's lives, and I definitely feel like I owe it to him to be the best person I can and be a really good person, because... I don't know. Otherwise, I feel like it's an even bigger insult to that guy's memory. So, I don't know. I'm just sorry.
Well, I don't think you have to be again, but...
Well, anyway, next Tuesday,
that's I guess all, folks.
We'll be back.
What am I? Can I have like a cool title, like producer? I mean, I don't produce your podcast at all.
No, I literally do that.
Can I have a cool title at least?
Well, you're social media manager.
Oh yeah, I do that.
Yeah, that's literally your title and job.
Oh yeah.
I remember. Don't get fired.
Okay.
You're social media and marketing manager.
All right, I guess that's cool enough. I don't know.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
I want something fancier, but I guess I'll take it.
Sidekick, co-host. On occasion.
Not a co-host, but I guess I'm
well, kidding. No, but speaking of co-hosts, we're going to try to bring Far Better Halves back. It's kind of what we've done in the last couple weeks, but I think in a bigger capacity next month, hopefully. I don't know. We'll see. Bring it back. Probably post on Sundays. Have a topic. If there's a topic you guys want to hear or have us discuss, even if it's stupid, funny, or... cause a fight, that would be funny to do on air. Okay. If you guys want to cause a fight, an argument, let's have at it. Just send those
over. You would just stop.
I don't like to fight in front of people.
And you'd go pout or something.
I'd pout. I like to pout though.
You do.
I like to pout. I like to be alone. It's good.
Okay, bye. I need to blow my nose. I've been I'm sick and I have had to blow my nose for quite some time now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. So anyway, yeah, we will be back. And if you guys have any ideas for Far Better Haves, send them over to Far Betterment on Instagram or farbetterment@gmail.com. If you guys have any questions, comments, feel free to do the same. I don't know. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you guys for putting up with the last few weeks, and thank you to everybody for, especially personally, for being so caring and compassionate, and for like really helping. I don't even know, just for being there. So thank you guys. Yeah, so I guess I'll see you guys next week.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.